I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. With a global public health emergency, there's concern that the Zika virus may prompt pro-life countries in Latin America to legalize abortion. The issue, birth defects. Beautiful Feet International's Melissa Hyland says they have centers in West Africa, Mexico, and Costa Rica. So far, none of their clients have tested positive for the virus, but their pregnancy centers are taking preventative measures.
We are trying to combat that with a message to our girls about being careful about staying covered up and mosquito repellent.
Because the value of all human life is sacred. Fear-mongering is being countered by a different message from their centers.
Pray for protection for these women in Brazil and Latin America and Central America and throughout the world, protection for the women and for their babies, and that they would turn to Christ for an answer.
And From Disease, we turn to Bible Translation, where Faith Comes by Hearing's Bill Lohr has an exciting update. God's Word has now been translated into 954 languages.
That 954 languages does represent over 6 billion people who speak or sign one of those languages. So that's over 85% of the world's population.
And the good news doesn't stop there.
We really believe that the Great Commission should be completed in this generation. It used to be, could be, maybe, all of those different questions, but we look at the technology, we look at the translations that are completed, we look at our ability to do recordings and other partners who are doing recordings, and we say that it should be completed in this generation.
You can help Faith Comes by Hearing cross the finish line. You'll find details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Set Free Ministries is offering the free booklet, Who I Am in Christ. Go to missionnews.org to sign up for free. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.